Blog Talk Radio.
The computer buffering?
Shit, it is. The computer's buffering. What the fuck's going on? Oh, there we go. People, it's your man Beach Bum Gun live on the off ramp December 1st, 2022. We have made it to the last month of the year. Welcome to the off ramp, the show for the people, by the people, that about it, the people. Show where me and my folks get together, rap about the week's mathematics, see what's popping in these streets, see what's going on in your hood, my hood, all the hoods across the country. Place where we get together, sit down, and we rap a taste. We started this show because we're tired of people. Well, I was tired of trying to have good, thought-out conversations on the internet. It's one of those things where it's just not good. Trigger fingers turn to Twitter fingers. We try to avoid that. I think having a place where you can just come and express how you feel. There might be some judgment, you know, depending on who's the line, who, if you got any ops on here. But we hide the names and faces. We don't do this on camera. I need to start uploading this to YouTube, just the audio. But, you know, nobody's real name is out there. We do it because we want people to be honest. Now, we don't usually have no foolishness. I think we've only had racist man calling a couple times. But I want people to be honest. I want people to be genuine. And I want us to have real discussions. We can have tough discussions. We can have funny discussions. You know what I mean? It don't matter. The off ramp is a open. It's like an open world map. We never know where we're going until we get there. So if you want to call in 929-477-3975, we finally started the Twitch joint. We are live on Twitch. Not today though. shout out to my baby sister. We got new merch coming. She sent me on the Twitch live stream. I said, yo, come over today like 8:30 so you can help me work this joint so we can figure out the flow of the show. And, you know, we can do a live stream. And she was like, I'm going out and getting drunk with my friends. And I was like, all right, well, I guess you can't do it tonight. So we have to wait till I guess I got to do a dry run without her. Me, her, and DJ, she's sorry to sit down and figure it out. So hopefully next week. Are we in Disney next week? The week after. All right, so next week. Maybe we'll do a show live from Disney right by the pool. Right by the, depending on. All right, so we got two more shows before we might be in Disney. But maybe we'll do a Disney show. Maybe we'll do a live show from Disney World. Maybe I'll bring my laptop to the park and we can interview, like, drunk people as they stroll through. We'll see what happens. So, again, you get us on all the socials at the Off-Ramp Show. I think I have an email somewhere. But, you know, you can figure it out. We out there. We out there in these streets. Now that we got a live Twitch stream, I got to figure out the video part of it. I got my man Blur on the line. And Blur is one of the co-host on here, but I don't know if I could like stream him in, so then we got to figure it out. But yeah, that's him with all the background noise. What up, Blur? Welcome to the offering, my brother.
What's up, man? Thanks for having me on as always. You always talking about Twitch or whatever, man. You all talk. You know that, right? I'm sorry to see that, man. You all talk. Send out the link. Say, yo, everybody hop on Twitch. I don't even got Twitch. I'll figure it out. I'll born. Trial and error, baby. Trial and error.
Well, that shows that you weren't listening 2 minutes ago. We actually have a Twitch stream now. I just don't know how to work it. I downloaded all the stuff, and we did a little bit of test run. I just got to figure out how to send out the link.
A Twitch stream with no video. Is that a Twitch stream?
Yeah. See, and that's the thing we got to work on. So there can be like a background. I mean, I guess y'all can see me. I don't know who would want to see me, though. But, yeah, I guess I got to start wearing pants. I usually don't wear pants when we do the show. I guess I got to wear pants because, like, normally I'm sitting down so you wouldn't be able to tell, you know, business up top, party down bottom. But I do get up to get drinks. There's a lot of times when I let you and MX are just going these long rants. It's not because I'm listening and I care about what you think. It's because I'm running downstairs to grab another drink. If I don't have pants on, that could get ugly on the Twitch stream.
Hey, man, everybody know you got to let the ball grill you sometime. Everybody know.
How you holding up, man? How's the weather in the Midwest, man? Is it cold out there? Y'all get snow yet?
No, we ain't got no snow, but it's cold. I got up in the morning. Now, I'd probably get out the house a little bit earlier than the most, but I got up, checked my phone in the morning before I left the house. That joint said 20 degrees. I was like, ooh. I don't know if I'm going out anywhere, but, yeah, man, it's been like 20 degrees the past couple of days. Just chilly, just cold, brisk air, just like walking through icicles.
I don't know why the Midwest is so cold. It's not like y'all got mountains. Why is the middle of the country so cold?
I mean, we got rivers.
I mean, Mississippi got rivers. Mississippi ain't cold.
I mean, but they closer to the equator. We up north in the river. I mean, you get that air blowing off the river. I'm assuming. I don't know. That's why they say, like, the Great Lakes and everything around there is cold, because you got that air coming off the water.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. It's not like you're as cold as Minnesota. It's just the natural progression. But it's like, I just think of, when I think of cold, I think of mountains. Like, does Minnesota have mountains? Or is Minnesota flat but cold as shit? I guess north, you know what, now that I'm thinking of it, and it's just because I'm ignorant because I haven't been there much, but the one time I went to Iowa, it was cold as fuck, and there wasn't a hill in sight. It was flat as a motherfucker, but it was coldish. That was the first time I saw a tube, like a condom tube, connecting two buildings. And I said, oh, that's dope. You don't have to walk in the streets to go to the next building. Guy's like, yeah, it's not because some general engineering, it's just it gets too cold to walk outside. And I was like, oh, snap. That sucks. So, yeah. So
wait. Before you move on, did you say a condom tube?
That's what it looks like if you're putting a condom on. Like, it's not like it's a walkway, like you're going from a garage to a building where it's just like a long ramp. It looked like a condom tube. It's like circular. But, you know, it's clear. I bet you people get robbed in them joints.
I feel like that there's plenty of those, like, all over, but maybe they're not circular. Like, is it on the ground or is it like an overpass?
Nah, it's an overpass. It's going in between the buildings. Like, you have to take
the elevator. That's all over. Maybe they're not circular, but, yeah.
Where? Maybe in the Midwest because it's cold. We don't have them here.
In
we
Philly.
Ain't got them in Jersey.
We got them right there in Philly.
Where? That's why she repeated it.
You know what? I don't know. The Central City, like, where all the Diamond District and that little, because I don't know the name of the plaza where all the food places is at and everything. I can't give you a name. Don't nobody know the name, but, yeah, they're there.
Oh, Market Street. So you're talking about – so those are like walkways. Nah. Those are like walkways. Nah, like this is like a tube. I don't know.
What's the difference?
I don't know. I guess because so the ones in Philly, like you feel like you're still outside, but you're walking in between the building. This joint feels like you stepped in like a tunnel of a tube. And I don't know why. I guess because of. I saw this thing 10 years ago when I was playing, 12 years ago when I was playing football. I don't know. I'm making up shit. I don't know. Go to Iowa and walk around and see if you can find them. The other thing I found in Iowa is the first time I've ever seen a bunch of people. It's the first time I've seen a bunch of white people in fatigues with guns. And I said, what's the army doing here? And the guy laughed and said, that's not me. I said, uh-oh. All right, well, I'm not sneaking outside to smoke a black and brown. I'm gonna stay right in this hotel.
Well, we were at the hotel.
Yeah, they were just. I mean, it's Iowa. The hotel is the neighborhood. Like it wasn't. Were we in Des Moines? I guess we were in Des Moines. I don't know.
I've been in Des Moines. And so, yes, yeah, so I've been to the university, like, University of Iowa isn't in Des Moines, wherever that's at. So I had a track meet, which is the whole weekend. Yeah, I didn't see that, but I'm thinking about it. I only remember anything outside of being at the track and at the school.
Yeah, it wasn't nothing out there. That's the first time I got off the plane, and I was like, yeah, I'm ready to go home. Like, ain't nothing to see here. We got off the plane in San Francisco. I said, oh, man, this is going to be a trip. I can't wait to see. I've never been on the West Coast. I can't wait to see what San Francisco got. I got off the plane in Iowa. I was like, yeah, I could have stayed home. I mean, I had to play, but, like, I could have missed that game. We had missed the playoffs that year anyway, so.
Yo, do you think that people from the East Coast have, like, superiority complex, like a sense of, yeah, we're better than everywhere else we go?
1,000%. We think everybody below us and to the west of us until you get to basically Vegas are less educated and slow. And the bad thing is, it's clearly not true, but it's only because of their accents. Like, and I have that bias, but, you know, I've learned to – because I'm married, I was going to say date, because I married a woman from the South, you know, you grow to meet, you know, her family and all that stuff. And yeah, I used to call her my country bumpkin. She got offended. Oh, DJ, she's tired. Welcome to the off-ramp. You done on your yoga mat? But I used to, go ahead. Yeah, there you go. So I used to call her my country bumpkin, and she'd get offended because, like, that's what they used to call. What would they say? That was like a retarded country person, and... like it wasn't cute to you. But you know what we see on TV, you get these country people that talk fast with these twangy accents. You think they're retarded. You think they're dumb. I can't say retarded no more. Even though DJ C. Sire is my witness, I came up with a great retarded joke for my stand up comedy show. No, but you see, it's not offensive, but you think it's funny, right? You got to talk louder in the mic so the people hear you.
Yes, it's funny.
See? I came up with a great joke. So, you know, you think you see this stuff on TV and you think that, but I mean, you've been to the South, Blur. I mean, you went to college down there. Like, you meet these people, like, you have these preconceived notion with us being from the Northeast. And then you start traveling, you move to these places. Like, you moved to the South, I moved to. I don't know if Maryland's considered the South, but, you know, my wife's family's in the South. And then, yeah, they got these weird accents, and sometimes you can't understand the word they're saying, but they ain't dumb. Some of them are dumb. But we got a lot of East Coast people that are dumb. We got
some people
dumb.
Are everywhere. And I don't even know if it's the accents. I think it's not even that we think they're slower. I think we think that we're just cooler than everybody else. And there may be some legitimacy to that. I don't know if I ever thought they were dumber, or I did think, you know, country. I thought everywhere outside of the East Coast was country. I did think that, and I thought, you know, country people were country. I thought, you know, slinging hay and doing the hoedown, you know, partying in the barn. And that's just what I expected everywhere outside of, like, major cities. I didn't for the longest time, I didn't think Texas had major cities. I thought it was just all, you know, all farmland. I'm like, oh, man, y'all got, like, Houston is a big metropolis. And I'm like, oh, okay, y'all not country.
But see, and I mean, yeah, you know, if you didn't think it was their accent, like I said, I was speaking of my ignorance of never leaving New Jersey and only seeing people talk with accents. Because like, I think of, what's that show, Green Acres? When they had them funny accents and they were dumb. Green Acres is the place to be. I didn't really watch TV like that as a kid. I think that's might have just saw. Or you know what I thought country people were like? Pauly Shore in that country movie. That's where I got my negative notion of like California. I didn't even understand that. I was so stupid. Like I was stupid. I was so subjected to just my little 10-mile radius in New Jersey that I didn't really understand. Like I said, HBCUs. I didn't realize they were such a big deal to you black people. Now, Blur did, even though we grew up right behind each other. But I wasn't, like, I didn't watch that much TV, and it didn't, like TV didn't mean that much to me, so I never thought to read any deep. So, like, him watching A Different World inspired him, and or maybe it'd be you, I don't want to speak for Blur, to go to these HBCUs and get that feeling that y'all feel. I thought college was college. Like black schools ain't. I just thought black schools mean was a whole bunch of black people. Meant nothing to me. Fraternity meant nothing. I'm in it. Meant nothing. So, especially now. But now, it is interesting. I did have a notion about country.
I'm trying to think of the dude's name. I remember watching, like, it was a basketball documentary about homie from New York, Stephon Marbury cousin, if you remember his name. He was in the league and everything was a big deal. He in jail now for something. I can't remember. But I know they did, like, a whole thing on him when he was going to, like, the high school all-star game. And this fool was on the bus, talking to his own team, everybody on the bus. You country. I'm like, yo, somebody's going to swing on this dude. But everybody was just walking by, just taking it. You country. You saw one dude was like, yo, I got family up north, so I ain't country. You country, too. And I'm like, yo, they just letting the dude talk to him like that? And I just, that was like my, I'm just like, yo, all right, maybe everybody in our country, they just don't care.
He's from the country? Who are you talking about?
Nah, dude, he's from New York. What's his name?
Sebastian Telfair?
Yeah. Sebastian Telfair.
What?
He locked up, right? I think that's who it is. Yeah. It was when he was in high school and he was going to the All-Star game and everybody was expecting him to, like, try to score 100 points or whatever. And him and I think Rick Pitino was coaching it, went out there and they tried to set the record for the most assists. But, yeah, man, he was just, like, not going off, but he was just sitting there just talking bad about everybody. He was on the bus with everybody. He was playing against and playing with. And I'm like, yo, New Yorkers really think they're better than everybody. And I'm like, it's not just New Yorkers. It's kind of everybody on the East Coast. We just think we better.
Now, okay, let's have this discussion. Do we think we better, or is talking shit just our way of communication? Because I think us being from the Northeast, a lot of us can talk shit to each other and we don't get offended. Whereas if you meet someone in the South and you crack a joke, they'll tell you, quick, homie, we don't play that around here. And they mean it. Look, the first time I went out with some real, real country folks and dude had pit bulls fighting each other tattooed across his belly, I said, all right, I'm not cracking jokes in this environment because I'm just not sure where it could go. I'm going to keep my jokes in my head and I'm going to chuckle to myself. But I'm going to just be nice, calm, and cool.
Now, see, I thought that was just a black thing, like a hood thing, because I've been around some hood people in the South. Now, it's a different kind of hood, but it's hood. Like, yeah, they going to talk their ish, and they be serious, but they be joking. In fact, it was a black chick, and she was telling this to a white chick, because she could see the white chick didn't know if she was serious or not, and she was like, It's like we joking. She's like, you got to know about black people. We joke. We serious, but we be joking. But we do be serious when we joking. I'm like, yo, that ain't make no sense. That ain't make no sense. But I was like, I feel it. I know what she's saying. I knew exactly what she was saying.
Yeah, I don't know. DJ, she's how you from the South. Do you think that Northeast people have an arrogance to them?
Yeah. Just a superiority, you know, I'm better than you, my life better. Where I'm from is better. My culture is better.
Is that New York or is that Northeast?
North.
Like, do you feel that from, like, people from New Jersey? Because you met a bunch of us.
Yeah.
Or do you feel like that's just New York?
No, New Jersey, New York.
I mean, where are we from is kind of fun.
I mean, but that isn't, how does it being from somewhere?
I don't know. I mean, you would just have to be there. Ain't that what you black school people say? You just had to be there?
Can you stop?
I love y'all.
I think I get it.
I love black school people. I'm just saying that's what y'all say.
I think I get it, though, because I think especially if you're around our age and the generation, just like the generation or two before us, they that was the birth of hip-hop, and hip-hop was taken over, and it was New York. That's, you know, that the whole, like, even in sports, they got the East Coast bias, because all big networks were only talking about New York and the East Coast teams, Syracuse and everything like that. Then you got rap and hip-hop, and it's all New York-based and focused. And so we were the trendsetters. And so I can understand, like, yeah, what's happening here is influencing everywhere else. Like, rap artists and everything are the only ones, like, the East Coast artists are, East Coast rappers and everything are, like, only ones going platinum and stuff like that. Basketball teams is the only one ESPN and everybody talking about. I mean, aside from the Cowboys, which always got shine. But, you know, like, in college sports, there's the whole thing about that's just East Coast bias. And I didn't even know what it meant until I got older. I was like, oh, they just spending so much time talking about East Coast teams.
But see, I think that's only because that's where TV networks were. Like,
that's
South
what I'm saying. Like, we set the trends because we had the spotlight.
Well, what times are you talking about, though? I mean, because it's a lot of – I mean, yeah, you're right. The Northeast definitely had, you know – a strong handle, especially New York having a lot of the TV shows, and you can make it in New York, you can make it anywhere and all that stuff. But, I mean, there were a lot of southern cities doing a whole lot of big things. I mean, Jerry Jones, and we got to start talking about that, didn't become a billionaire from oil just because it wasn't popping in the South.
I mean, but oil wasn't cool. I mean, being a billionaire is probably always going to be cool. But, you know, ain't nothing cool about being an oil tycoon, wearing a 10-gallon hat and, you know, chewing on hay.
Yeah,
that wasn't cool.
Yeah, it was. Beverly Hills Cop? Beverly Hills Cop? Who's Dynasty? Jay-Z?
It was the show. The 80s. The oil tycoon, that was
That was what you wanted to be.
Yeah.
Soap operas were cool?
Yeah.
Soap opera. I never watched a soap opera. What was it? My Fair Lady.
It wasn't a soap opera. It was
Days of Thunder.
It was a drama.
Days of Our Lives. Do they still have those?
No. Well, I don't know. One or two of them. No, Dynasty. It didn't come on during the day. It came on at night.
Uh-oh. All right. Enough banter. Let's get to it. We got a lot of topics to talk about tonight. Where you want to start with, Blur? I'll let you go.
I mean, we were talking. You mentioned Jerry Jones. Let's get to it. Let's talk about it. Let's start serious.
All right. I mean, is it going to be serious? Because I think it's hilarious. Jerry Jones was in the picture of a integration in Arkansas. He was 15 years old. He right there, front and center, when these black people try to get into school, when a bunch of mob white people was trying to turn them away. So, a lot of things that happened because of that picture.
Who found this picture?
Well, that's the funny thing.
It was the New York Post, I think. New York Times or New York Post?
New York Times. So, the New York Times is doing an article on Jerry Jones about the hiring practices of NFL owners and why there's not a lot of minorities being hired by NFL owners. They called all 32 owners. 31 of the owners said, I ain't doing this shit. The only one that said, yeah, was Jerry Jones, because Jerry Jones says, I love black people and I ain't got nothing to hide. And I know, props to Jerry, he said, I know it's a problem. So come down and talk to me. And, you know, I'll be honest. And let's see if we can figure this out. Props to Jerry. He's the only one that did it. Well, in them researching Jerry Jones, they found this picture of him staring at these black people ready to get their face beat in. And God bless those black people, because some of them got injured that day. They had to call the National Guard. Arkansas. We drove through Arkansas on the way from Memphis. That shit looks terrible. Shout out to Arkansas. So it's one of those things where he's 15. They're integrating his school. He's in the picture. He's not making any faces, kind of just standing there. There's another, look, this has to be high school. So he's in between 14 and 17. There's another white kid in between 14 and 17 standing front row with a cigarette in his mouth yelling at these black kids. So, okay, the fact that there's a bunch of racist people trying to kick black people out, we can have that discussion. No one cared about kids smoking cigarettes on school property back then. Like, dude, we got to let a lot of things go. Like, I always say there's a lot of dummies in this world.
They didn't care.
No. I understand that. That's what I'm saying. Ignorance can be an excuse. But what I'm saying is, if you're allowing kids to smoke at school, then you aren't at the intelligence level that I can respect.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about it. Hold on. I got. Okay, so let me hear New York, New York, you're on, but I'm going to jump to DJ C. Sire. She's my Black Panther lady, so she ain't going to let Jerry Jones ride. I don't think we should blame Jerry Jones for nothing. But DJ C. Sire, tell me how you feel. So you heard this picture. What were your feelings? Are you saying Jerry Jones is a racist?
Yes.
But we know that. He's an old and white.
So, well, he just said he wasn't. He didn't say he's racist.
You say not a racist no more?
He should have did damage control. Did he not?
I love the honesty of him, though. He said, I was there, yeah. I was there. He was like, and the fact is, he said that he was there to be, because he wanted to see what was going on, and people killed him. Like, no, you were there to see black people not be letting your school.
Yeah.
Which kind of is what he said. Like, yeah, I wanted to see what was going on. And part of that is these black people trying to get into school. And the fact that he got a front row seat is crazy. But if you're white in that time, okay, like, if you're a 14-year-old.
I mean, I guess we did watch We Are Marshall. Or, no, Remember the Titans.
Yeah, like, if there's a fight going on in school, if there's a big event going on in your school and you're 14, I expect you to run to it, even if it's going to be filled with violence. Hell, I had to stop my own cousins because I used to take my little cousins to the club and stuff with us. Fucking Jessica and them dumbasses. I love y'all. There'll be a fight that break out, and they'd be like, oh, let's go see what's going on. I'm like, no, get your dumb ass in the car, and we out of here. I expect younger kids to be like that. But DJ C. Sire, you give no passes. You say Jerry Jones racist just because of this picture.
I didn't say that.
I'm asking.
I don't.
Like, you think it's a notch against him that he's in this picture, even though he's not doing anything. Like, there's clearly white people doing stuff in this picture. He ain't one of them.
I don't know. Do something like what? I mean, there's no ramifications for it. I mean, I guess all you said, it's not really a piece of information that is that surprising. Where he's from, he's in Arkansas.
Arkansas?
In 1960-something.
Black and white photo. Black and white photo time. I know you're racist.
Oh. And like you said, I mean, I saw the picture. He's just kind of looking. It's not like you said. It's not like being spitting on somebody.
And he ain't stopping nobody either.
No, I wouldn't either. You see all the white people?
But he might though.
I mean.
So what's your thing on Jerry Jones? Yep, he a racist, or you think maybe he's 15, his parents were racist, his grandparents were racist. He might have been a little racist there, but, you know, he was just there watching the show. You saying I'm racist? You saying teenager just watching the show and being complicit by doing that?
I don't know.
You don't know how to think about it?
Right. I mean, it's just, I'm a white person and I'm scared to change because, you know, I just believe what people were telling me about black people. And I don't know any better. All these black people don't know that. Not all y'all white people. I'm just talking about the ones.
1950, there was a lot of them. You know,
yeah.
We'll get to the Jews in
a
minute.
What was, you know, of the white people that were okay with it, they were fighting on the other side. You know, I mean, they were involved in helping them integrate.
All right. Blur, what you got?
You know, I want to give proper credit because I think I heard it from Bomani Jones. He's like, there's really no in-between when it comes to hatred and bigotry. Either you're allowing it or you're trying to stop it. And so, yeah, even though the picture just shows him looking, two things. Like, you might say, okay, I was curious, I wondered if he was going on. When the people he said 14 or 15. He was a freshman. So again, 14 or 15. So if you're just hanging out, even if you were older kids, what do you think they saying when they saying we going down to the school? Do you think they saying it just like that? Yo, these African Americans are going to want to come to our school. We should go and block the entrance. That's not what they saying. So he knew what the vibe was. He knew what was happening when it was, and you know, we trying to not say the N word, but we know that's what's going on. And so, yeah, you get there on one aspect. All right, you get there. All right, I don't hate black people, but you know what? I'm just going to roll with the crowd. They say we're going to go stop these. Then I'm going to go there, too. I'm not going to touch nobody, but I'll be there. You're complicit. You are complicit. Him being there is creating the atmosphere. He's another white person in the crowd standing between black people and the interest of the school. Maybe he ain't say nothing. Maybe he ain't touch nobody, but you're there. It wasn't one person there. It was a crowd. So maybe the one big dude smoking a cigarette, maybe he was the only racist person there. Everyone else behind him was just helping him because now it looks like a lot of racist people. And if you're helping the racist, what does that make you? Then I look at the other side of it. All right, if you're not a racist, I don't know if he's racist or not. And again, sign of the times. I don't know what's in that man's heart, yada, yada, yada. Not every old white person is racist, though.
They're not?
If Bernie Sanders, you don't see no pictures of Bernie Sanders and stuff like that. All the pictures you see of Bernie Sanders is him helping people, him siding with the oppressed people, him chained up with black people.
Bernie,
so there's clearly some white people who was like, yo, this is wrong. We need to help out. Why wasn't Jerry Jones on that side? He'd say, oh, you know what? I'm curious. Let's go see what that side's about.
Bernie from New York.
You know what I'm saying? He's not racist. It just doesn't matter now.
And okay, I don't know if racist or not, but yeah, like you are who you are. Now, I do believe people can change, especially 65 years. He done lived two lives since then, or almost two lives. Like Jesus done died twice in that time, 33 years again, 33 years twice. So he could definitely be a different person, but again, you—that's in you. That shaped you in a way of who you are. Now you could say, "All right, you know what? I lived through that. I saw that. I'm pretty sure they had. I don't know if they had color TV back then. Maybe it was black and white TV. I mean, I went home and I saw myself on the news, and I ain't like that. And I dedicated my life to doing what was right by black people and treating everybody equal." That's not what he said. He said, I just make moves off of business. I don't see color. And you know when people say they don't see color, he didn't say I don't see color exactly, but that same sentiment. Now, none of that matters to me. It's all about business. That's how I move with hiring people and everything. Whatever is good for business. Same thing as saying, yo, I don't see color. But that's not how it works, especially if you know there's a problem. You know there's a problem and you're not going to, again, not do anything. If you're not going to do anything, then you're helping the oppressors and you're helping the racists. You're siding with them because you're going to be complicit and stand by the side while they do what they do.
Now, do you still feel that way when he's – well, let me go to New York. Let me get everybody in. New York, we talking about Jerry Jones. What'd you say?
No, I actually want you to go to Blair for that question.
Okay. Well, I got my brother Minivan on the line. I just want to tap in with him, see if he comment. Minivan, welcome to the offering. We talking Jerry Jones. You got any comment about Jerry Jones? Staring at the black people get kicked down some steps.
I mean, just rewind back to his stance on Kaepernick in the knee. Like, is anybody really surprised? Yeah, I'll hire you as long as you keep making me money, but I ain't with nothing y'all got going on. So I don't know why anybody acting brand new or surprised by this.
But see, I think we're holding a 14, 15-year-old to adult decisions. Now, this is, and make sure y'all watch y'all back, by the way. This is a tough discussion because I try to put myself in the position in the decisions I make when I was 14 and 15. And, yeah, I had a lot of common sense. I could tell that if, you know, somebody was treating me differently because I was black, somebody was treating one of my white friends differently because he was the only white person around. Shout out to White Mark. Ain't seen you in decades. But I don't know if I'd have been there. I don't know if I had that type of personality to be a part of a revolution. Now, if you said, hey, we all going down to the store to jump some white people, I ain't going. Like, I was smart enough at that age to just like, hey, man, good luck. I ain't going. But I also know a bunch of kids who were my age that would have been like, oh, I got to see this. It might not that they hated white people or nothing, but if it was going to be some action in a time when you're teenagers, you're just going to go look for the action. DJ C-Sai, you grew up in the South. Dude, what happened when y'all integrated? I'm just joking. So, you ain't fighting me. Look, so, do you give him a pass, DJ C-Sire, because he was 14, 15 years old? And if you put yourself, like, I hope no one wants my son to be a part of a revolution when he's 14, 15. I hope my son is strong enough mentally, because it's really just a mental thing, even physically. But I hope he's strong enough mentally and brave enough where if he sees some injustice, like somebody being treated bad because of the color of their skin, that he's brave enough to jump in. I mean, now that I'm talking out, I kind of don't want him to jump in. I'd rather him come get me because I don't want him in harm's way. Because that shit went bad. Like, they're called the National Guard. I don't want my kid in that. I don't want his white or his black friends getting treated just because of the bad because of the color of their skin. But some adults need to be there. That was shocking with the picture, too. I didn't see a lot of adults in that picture. But, I mean, I'm sure they were racist, too.
But do we? And, again, that goes to the sign of the times. And I guess, you know, it goes in all aspects of things. Like, these were kids who were doing this. Like, these were high schoolers who had to go through that in Arkansas, not in that school there, and then another one where they had to, because I don't think that school was the one where they had the National Guard called in. Ruby Bridges was 6 years old. Six. Like, it was young people who were on the front lines doing this, and they were being opposed by other young people. When they had sit-ins and stuff, those weren't adults. Those were high school and college-age people. And it's always the young people who, like, because as you get older, you get jobs, you're like, yo, I ain't got really time to fight the fight. I got a mortgage to pay. When you 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, hey, man, I'm just out here. First off, you feel like you're indestructible. And second of all, you got time. You got time and energy to fight the fight for social injustices. So it is the young people. So, yeah, at 15, like, I wouldn't want my son to be in that situation, but – if he's in that situation, he's in that situation. I hope he's on the right side of history. I don't want him to be the one spitting on people and throwing milk and pouring people sitting down at the diner counter. I don't want him on that side of things.
I don't know, man. I still think 15's too young. You say young people. I expect that from college age kids. You done read a book. You done been around people different from you. You done been put in an environment to learn and to grow, to foster your brain. A 15-year-old, I don't agree. I think that's a little bit too much to ask from a 15-year-old. Minivan, you teach high school. Do you think 14, 15-year-olds should be held to this high to understand the risk you're taking when trying to? Because what you're asking Jerry Jones to do is to buck the system. The system was racism. Everything around him was to keep black people down. Are you expecting your 14, 15-year-old students to see something like that and go against the system, or do you think they're too young?
It's flat out, yes, I expect them to go against the system. This is exactly what I teach them. But even if you rewind to the sign of the times, the system was executing black kids with no problem, putting kids in booster chairs to electrocute them. So, nah, Jerry Jones don't get a pass just because he's 14. You see wrong. You understand that's wrong. Same way America's still trialing or putting people, kids, on trial as adults for certain crimes because they understand at a certain age you can comprehend right from wrong. So he don't get a pass. You ain't that curious, my guy.
And that's my thing. Like, you're curious, but, again, there were people on the right side. Like, it's not like every white person was standing between them. It probably was most of them. And were most of them racist? Probably, but who knows? Maybe not 100%. There were other people who were on the other side. There were
Arkansas.
People who were helping.
I don't think there was any in Arkansas. I think it was most of them. I think you got Bernie Sanders in New York. I drove through Arkansas.
That was the bus.
We stopped at that gas station in Arkansas. I told DJ C. Sasha, hold on, let me get this gun real quick.
Yo, I don't know if y'all know, like, it's funny because I saw this on Instagram, and it was like an Instagram story, and I wound up watching, like, the whole documentary on Ruby Bridges. Her teacher is still alive. And that just blows my mind because and it's always black and white when you see it, like, I expected her to be alive. She was 6 years old. That wasn't that long ago. Again, like, Jerry Jones is alive, and he was 14 or 15 at the time. Like, it's not ancient history. It wasn't that long ago. The adults involved are still alive. The kids involved are now old, but they're still around. Like, you know, it wasn't that long ago. So to say, like.
But it's a different world, man. It's a different world.
Yeah, man, it is. I'm just like,
we on Mars.
So yeah, maybe in that situation it wasn't like there were always some people who were like, yo, this is wrong. And that's like some people just like, yo, right and wrong, this is wrong. What y'all doing is wrong. You with the cigarette who trying to stop these people, you're wrong. Like Ruby Bridges, like her teacher volunteered, like, yo, I'll do it. I'll teach the little black girl. And it kicked everyone else out the class because the other people didn't want their kids in the classroom with her. Don't worry about it. I'll take care of it. Somebody had to volunteer, like, yo, I'll be on the right side of this.
DJ, she's on.
Okay, I think you're asking the wrong question. Okay. It is, this happened when you were 14, 15. What have you done now that you are how old?
Jerry got me about 80.
You know, the good works you've shown that you're not racist.
I mean, he's probably made
kind of what Minivan said, though.
He's probably made 100 black people millionaires.
But is that about racism, or is that just about being able to capitalize on, I mean, just understanding what you need to win?
Well, I don't think he's ever said, I want to help black people become millionaires. It's more about the bottom line.
I'm not
line.
Talking about your job.
But,
I'm
I mean,
talking
for
about
example.
What have you done since
but hold on, just
happened,
for a quick example. Let me just give you a quick example.
You're not a racist. What have you done?
I'm
and
just
like,
giving you,
like many Vans said, what's happened? You weren't talking like you were down for black people.
He did take a knee. It was just before the... Well, it was before the national anthem. They all locked arms, took a knee, and then they got up and they it was pretty terrible. But when it comes
that's
to history,
after,
and it,
after the president called NFL players sons of bitches,
would you say? Hold on, Minivan. I'm gonna come right back to you. I just want to ask DJ C. Simon this to see what she thinks of this. When the NFL started accepting black players, the Washington Redskins would not accept them. The Dallas Cowboys were one of the few teams that accepted black people on their teams. That's why Washington, D.C. has a heavy influence of Dallas Cowboy fans, because at a certain time, the black people in D.C., Chocolate City, they didn't want to be Redskins fans because they didn't let black people in there, but they were Dallas Cowboy fans. Because they allow black people on there. Is that Jerry Jones showing progression? And when you say, what has he done for black people? Has he said, oh, I want to make a bunch of black people rich? Probably not. I don't know. Is he old and white? I think he's racist. That's just my opinion, right? I disagree with Brian. I think all old white people are racist. You have to prove me wrong. Bernie Sanders, you got me. Okay, I could go down the list of a bunch of others. But he was one of the few people who was cool letting black folks on the team. Now, was it just to make his team good? Probably. It wasn't because they were black. Go ahead, Minivan. I just wanted to point that part of history out.
Yeah, but I'm like you said, I don't think that's enough to overcome what your background is.
I mean nothing overcomes a racist. It's like, can we forgive Hitler? Shout out to Kanye.
We're asking if we're forgiving him. I'm like, well, has he proven that he isn't racist anymore, or that his ideas on race has changed since he was a teenager?
What if he slept with a black stripper? Is that saying, does he prove that he's not racist?
Look at old dude on, not yet, Supersonics. Who is it? Old dude. The crazy one. That was talking about Magic Johnson and had the...
Oh, Donald Sterling.
She was black something.
She was Asian.
She was dark.
All right, go ahead, Minivan. What was you going to say? I'm sorry, I didn't cut you off.
Oh, no, I was pointing out, remember when the Cowboys took a knee, it was after former President Trump called all NFL players SOBs. And as the NFL saying, hey, we don't agree with what he said. So they were unified. He was unified. Jerry Jones was unified in that moment because I pay these people to make me even more money. So, yeah, I support you against him. Y'all not SOBs. Y'all my field hands. I just pay y'all millions of dollars and let y'all look good, though. So, no, you don't get no points for that.
You can say something.
What'd you say?
I say you can
hey,
say
man,
something.
Hey, man, trying to get nobody fined on the airways.
Nah, you ain't going
to
get fined.
You're trying to
get
nobody
fined.
Jerry gets no leeway. He's had ample opportunities throughout his life to take a stance on social issues. And when it was time to, apparently, and everybody know what came out of Dallas, if you take a knee, you're getting released right then. So, nah, we know what it is. But like you said, he's going to make you rich. You just got to shut up and play ball.
Go ahead, bro.
Ain't done. Hold up, man. I can't let you give him credit for, like, hiring black people. There were black people on teams. He wasn't the first. Like, blacks were, I would say, heavily integrated. But, yeah, blacks were on teams and big parts of teams by the time Jerry Jones brought the Cowboys.
I'm trying to figure out what year it was. I know it was around that time. Like, that's why I said around that time. I'm just saying that.
Not exactly, because he bought the team in 89, I think this is. It was like 88 or 89.
Then it was the generation before him, so that wasn't it. Okay. I thought it was his I thought he owned it in around the 70s. So I'm a decade off. So, yeah, so it wasn't him. So can't give that to him.
And then what he has done is not hired a black coach. Like, we were, the first time they had a black quarterback, I think we were in college. That was whatchamacallit. And I know he's older, but for most of it, he called the shots over who get these quarterback positions, who's getting these prime positions. Like, he definitely called the shot who coaches the team. And I'm pretty sure he has a very heavy influence in who's playing quarterback.
When people say he hasn't hired a black coach, and I'm playing devil's advocate here, I understand it, but he hasn't had that many coaches. And the coaches he's had, like, you'd have to give me the black coaches that deserve jobs over them. Besides, who was the one right before Bill Parcells? Because you had Jimmy Johnson. We don't have to go down the list. But, like, he's hired some pretty famous coaches. Like, it's not like he's hired some new hot shot. I mean, they've been duds, just the Cowboys. They've only won 3 championships since Jimmy Johnson. But, like, he's hired coaches with reputable, I guess, experience in the NFL that were known. To off the cuff to hire a black coach. Like you said, he wanted to hire Dennis Green, but he got Bill Parcells instead. I mean, I would have loved Denny Green to get the hire, but you know, we all knew what he is what he thought what he was, and we let him off the hook. I don't know. It's tough. I mean, but again, if you're old and white, I think you're racist. So, like, I'm not on here trying to give Jerry a pass. I'm just saying that, like, maybe, I mean, I think all old white people have, I just don't think they understand how racism works because they've never had to worry about it. And if you're ignorant to it, you would think that.
Yeah, that's definitely part of white privilege is that you don't have to think about these things. You can be just focus on business or just go about your life without having to worry about this particular social issue. So, again, that goes back to, like, all right, you were 14, 15-year-old old, standing with the races. Have you done anything different now that you're 80? And it don't sound like it. It don't seem like it. Again, that don't make you racist.
But it does to me because I don't think he's not letting black people in any industry. I don't think he's trying.
No, because he doesn't have to care about color. He has to go, I can hire the best person I can find because I don't care about color. I don't have to see it. It don't affect me anyway. It's all about business. All about the almighty dollar. He can feel that way, except when it comes to things like, that's why culture is so important, because I think he said in the interview, hey, I hire who I know. I hire the people who I know who are in the inner circle, the people I can get to know. If the black people ain't in the inner circle, if the black people are in your orbit, there's a reason for that. Why aren't they in your orbit?
The government. Oh, so
if you're a billionaire oil tycoon, I'm pretty sure the government don't really have any effect on you.
Well, it's, you know, people who bought that land. Black people probably weren't allowed to buy the land that he found oil in. So what black person would be in the circle? We weren't given that opportunity.
He didn't make an opportunity. That's what I'm saying. Like, he hasn't done anything to say, all right, you know what? I saw what happened to those black kids who were trying to integrate. I saw what they went through. Let me help. Let me create something. Let me do something to aid black people in the struggle that I clearly was a part of, not like I was around for. I've seen it firsthand. Like, I didn't read the history book. I didn't have to wait for the documentary. I saw firsthand what they went through.
Do you know if he hasn't done anything? Because I don't know that. If you're saying it's a fact, he hasn't done anything to aid black people, I'll take your word for it. I just don't know enough about Jerry Jones' background to say that's a fact.
Oh, I ain't even going front. I don't know 100% either. I mean, I'm only going off what's made public.
I ain't researching Jerry Jones' philanthropy. I'm just going off what's made public.
All right. So in that same breath, LeBron James had an interview with the NBA reporters after the game, and I would love to be on his group chat because I know they were talking about this before. He took all the questions after the game. He said, I'm just kind of shocked that y'all haven't asked me about Jerry Jones. When Kyrie Irving said that black people are the real Jews of Israelite and gave y'all them black Israelite stuff and, you know, and tweeted that link, y'all kept asking me about it. Jerry Jones gets his picture taken in the front of a school preventing black people from getting in there, and no one has a question on it. So, DJ Shisarin, I'll go to you. Does LeBron have a point? Should the media, is the media showing its cultural bias by asking about Kyrie Irving and not Jerry Jones, or is it just because Kyrie Irving's in the NBA and Jerry Jones is a white owner of football?
Because
this was an NBA press conference,
right?
After a game,
right? So that's, I mean, that's probably the argument they would use. But
I'm asking what you think.
No, I think it's because we're not gonna ask the opinion of a black man on this old white man about this old white man.
Okay. So do you think the reporters?
Maybe it's because.
Do you think that shows racism on the – I guess my question is, do you think that shows
media
inherent – well, it's the same thing that we're talking about with Jerry Jones, where he doesn't have to worry about race, and that's the white privilege. Do you think that's the privilege of white reporters where they see a black person talking about a white Jewish person and feel like, hey, black people, how do you feel about this? But they see an old white man being racist, and they say, well, we kind of know he's.
Right.
Well, and don't say anything.
I don't know if it's like kind of knows racist, but I guess it's like, well, we're going to ask this black man. We already know what he's going to say. So, you know, we already know he thinks he's racist. Anyway.
Do you think there's hypocrisy in that?
I don't know about hypocrisy, but.
In the reporters.
I know what you're talking about.
I'm just trying to make clear. You know, I get all feisty and rare.
I'm clear what your question is. I'm just not sure.
I don't think you're dumb just because you're from the country. I was saying that was my
idea. I don't know. You're right. Call me country bumpkin.
You're my country bumpkin. You like my country grip.
No.
Rough and bumpy, but so good.
Girl raised in the South.
Girl raised in the South. You're kind of Midwest. You're like exactly west of where Blair is. But we can have that discussion another day. All right, let me go to somebody else.
We're in the South. I mean, come on.
Blair, what you think about LeBron James pointing out that he wasn't asked about Jerry Jones?
I think LeBron has to stop trying to make things about him. It seemed like, because Jerry Jones, the story is getting pressed. People are talking about it. I think it's not leading most sports news sites. It's in probably like their first block. And I think he just took it. And I like, I'm a LeBron fan, so I'm not one of those people who just bash anything he does, but this just seemed unnecessary. Like, they didn't ask you about it because you ain't got nothing to do with it. And I understand, like, people say LeBron and Kyrie and a lot of athletes now, they want to be more than just the athlete, which I'm all for. I mean, they want to be modern day. I'm drawing a blank on dude's name, the boxer. Muhammad Ali, everybody wants to follow the footsteps of Muhammad Ali, which I applaud. But come on, you ain't got to comment on everything. And I felt like it was, like, unnecessary. Like, that's why he was like, yo, I'm going to bring this up now because no one asked you about it. You was just waiting to throw yourself in the mix to add your name to the story when your name ain't really need to be involved in the story. Now, all that said, I don't think he said anything wrong. It didn't need to come from him. And again, it's not hating on LeBron. It's just like, yo, like, why are you talking about this right now? Again, not that he said anything wrong. He wasn't the first person who said the same thing. Like, if you went on Instagram the day before, you probably saw the same thing. And I think he probably saw the same video I saw because he repeated it, like, at least not word for word, the exact same point for point. You're like, all right, man, you just saw something that was hot and you want to put it out there yourself.
What video are you talking about?
It might have been TikTok. You know, TikTok, Instagram Reels, YouTube Shorts, all those things all kind of go the same. It was a dude. It might have been a black Israelite, like, or one of them talking about looking at the same comparison between Jerry Jones and Kyrie. And I think he might have mentioned something about Kanye as well. But, and again, it was talking about the media perception and like, yo, where's the apology? Where's the demand for this and that? And where's the constant question? And again, I do think like Jerry Jones was, I mean, again, he's an old rich man. He ain't running from nothing. He sit there and he tried to answer questions. He ain't really give no answers. He ain't apologize for nothing. And maybe he don't feel like he need to apologize for nothing. That's up to him. But dude was talking about the coverage of it. Look, I don't think he said anything wrong. I just think it didn't need to come from LeBron. I feel like, hey, you know what? Kyrie could have said it. I think Kyrie would have been a perfect person to point it out because it's like, yo, I just went through this, had something. And I don't really think the media didn't cover it. Like, I don't think there's any media bias in not covering or how they covered it. I think it's just too similar but completely different situations. And the fact that Jerry Jones was, again, like 65, 66 years ago. Yeah. People's interest in it is going to be slightly, if not greatly, less than, hey, this is right now. This is just from last week. This is you. We're in the immediate aftermath of you doing something stupid and then standing in it versus something that happened 65 years ago and we're trying to get understanding on what you thought 65 years ago. Now, if Jerry Jones had did something stupid now, then I think it would have been covered differently, but I just think it's like, all right, come on. It's interesting because it's like, oh, it's shocking, but not shocking.
Okay. Minivan, what you think about LeBron James' comments?
I mean, I agree with what Blur was saying, but at the same time, the same points he used to say Jerry Jones might be racist create a pattern. All the reports came out that he let his players know, you take a knee and I'm cutting you. Now, you can talk about his bottom line or that secret racism. Like, hey, don't bring that foolishness around me. You could point to the fact that I'll bring in black players, but I've never hired a black head coach. So the same points Blur were making still apply. Like, in the same points you was making. Until you show me that you're not racist, I'm going to believe almost all old white people are. Like, what were you doing when all this was going on? Especially considering we know that these movements were led by young people. So being young doesn't make you null and void of action. And considering who Jerry Jones is and his track record, it speaks to, and now, of course, I would love to hear Kyrie say it, but Blur had a good point. What has Jerry Jones done since 14 and now? Like, where are the receipts, my guy? What did you learn? You talking about, oh, you was just curious. You wasn't curious when the reports came out that your players better not take a knee. It creates a pattern. It ain't got nothing to do with me, so it ain't got nothing to do with me. So I'm okay with LeBron saying what he said. I'm kind of tired of LeBron making things about him, and I'm a Lakers fan. It's like, dude, can you get some wins before you start talking about anything else first?
It's like, shut up and dribble.
But that's just
you
me.
Black people fall.
No, it ain't shut up and dribble. Because look, ain't nobody say nothing when they ask him about Kyrie, because, again, that's his man. You play with him, that's your teammate. You might – there's a rumor that you might try to get him and get on your team. As a basketball player, and these are things, yeah, but, like, you interjecting yourself and stuff that's like, all right, that's cool. Like, again, you could talk about social issues, but right now, like, come on, man. Come on. People were talking about it. Other people were handling it. We ain't need LeBron to lead the charge on this one.
I disagree totally. New York, you got anything on LeBron's comments?
I actually don't, because I actually haven't seen an interview yet. But based off the points that Blair and Minivan was making, at this moment in time, I do side with them. I do side with them. But yeah, I'm listening to the conversation. It's a teachable moment for me. So I don't know. I don't know. I haven't seen the interview with LeBron James yet.
Okay, let me see if I can pull you back on my side. New York. I disagree with Blur and with minivan. Well, not really minivan. Minivan striding the line. He's Jerry Jones, who looks like he's racist, but not saying any racist things. Like, he's on the fence right now. But I disagree with Blur. I think this is the perfect time for LeBron to say it because of LeBron's popularity and being a lightning rod. Like, he, like, Blur's on the internet all the time. Man ain't slept in 3 days. So Blur is going to see all these little videos from everybody because he can't put TikTok down. I would never see these videos if LeBron didn't say it and if Blur didn't say, hey, somebody saw that same video, I would have never seen it. But because of LeBron's popularity, it's going to hit my timeline just because it deals with someone in sports. So I like the fact that LeBron brought this type of conversation to the sports side of it, because if he didn't, no one would ever bring it up on his sports side, clearly, because no one was bringing it up to him again. He had to point out that none of y'all was going to bring it up. The Kyrie Irving thing was such a big deal. They were forcing the man to do so much just for tweeting a link of a terrible movie. Now, should he apologize? I don't think so. I'm like, yo, I think he should have just told him that he ain't watched the movie. Or, you know, I like parts of the movie and not all of it. Like, yeah, I think the Holocaust is real. But, you know, I do think black people are the original Jews. What you gonna say? Like, Jews can't be mad at you for that. But it is funny how when Jerry Jones has this picture out here, like, no one's asking Jerry Jones to apologize. Like, they might be asking, like, what was going on, but no one's demanding of Jerry Jones to apologize to the black community for being on the wrong side of a racist event. And LeBron is pointing out, like, yo, y'all ask me about Kyrie Irving every day. He ain't even on my team. So there's no excuse why you shouldn't ask me about Jerry Jones, even though he ain't an owner in this league. You should still be asking me about it, because if you care about justice and how, and you want validity on how people feel about racism, then as, and you're asking me about another man, then ask me about everybody.
And you see, you don't think that's a problem? Ask me about everybody, and I'm never going to say just shut up and dribble. But come on, they were talking to athletes. They talked to football players, people directly involved in who are going to have a closer degree of separation to Jerry Jones than LeBron James.
Who?
I just don't feel like there was a need for him to interject himself. And they were going to – they asked Kyrie to clarify, like, yo, you posted this. Like, yo, what's good with this? Did you see this? You know what's in here? You agree with this?
No.
What did they
no,
ask Jerry
God.
Jones? What were you doing there? Yo, explain this. We got this picture of you right here, like, Was you part of this? Explain this.
But we're not.
So in that aspect, they were along the same lines. Kyrie dug in and was like, "Yo, don't question me." Jerry Jones was like, "Yeah, I was there because I was curious."
But that's not what we're talking about. That's not what we're talking about. I'm talking about them asking LeBron about Kyrie and the correlation of them not asking him about Jerry Jones. What the conversations at Jerry at Kyrie? We done moved on. I'm saying that LeBron has a point where they should have asked him about Jerry Jones as well if they cared about them asking LeBron about Kyrie.
Who would you rather ask, LeBron about Jerry Jones or what's the dude's name? Richard Sherman about Jerry Jones. Or
LeBron.
Pac-Man Jones who played for Jerry Jones. Or Michael Irvin, who played in it as his friend, the people they were asking.
You asked me a question, I'm trying to answer you. LeBron's always in Jerry Jones' suite because he's a Cowboys fan. LeBron's clearly close to Jerry Jones. I'd rather ask LeBron James.
You would rather ask LeBron James about Jerry Jones than Michael Irvin?
He's always with him when it comes to the Cowboy football games. He tried to not – he delayed a plane in the Cleveland – fine, or playoff game.
Wait, stop right there, You know who didn't have to delay a game? Michael Irvin, because he was there. He's involved in the sport and with the team.
Oh yeah, Michael Irvin. I didn't hear you say Michael Irvin. I was trying to answer Richard Sherman. But yeah, Michael.
And
Michael
I just said Richard Sherman because I know they asked Richard Sherman about it, and because
but Michael
he's in media,
Michael
he's
Irvin,
there. He's go. He's at these Michael, games.
Michael Irvin's not. Michael Irvin and Richard Sherman aren't as popular as LeBron James. They're not in front of the camera as much. So give me LeBron James. He's still more popular.
But that's what I'm saying. All right, so you're saying popularity. The media are going to ask people who are proximity. Like, yo, let's talk to these people who actually have an insight and who are going to have – whose opinion may matter a little bit more because they're closer to the situation. They're not just a fan who have a passing alliance with this person. Like,
that's not true. That's
yeah,
that's
yeah, he's more popular. He's more of a lightning rod. But
no,
it don't involve him.
There was a bunch of people in the media who asked about Kyrie Irving and people who didn't play basketball. It wasn't only basketball players that got asked about Kyrie. Let's not be foolish about that.
Oh, no, I'm not saying that it just has to be basketball players, especially on situations like this. I don't mind asking people. And that's why I wouldn't even mind if they asked LeBron. My thing is LeBron interjecting himself, making it himself like, yo, I got to get my name in the story. It's a story. I got to make sure my name is in it.
But that
I can't have the media cycle. They're not talking about the Lakers right now. Let me do something to make sure I'm part of this.
But that's the point. If the media can ask you about other things when they want to, why are they only asking about other things when it comes to black people? When they're asking about George Floyd, when they're asking LeBron about China, why aren't they asking him about Jerry Jones? They ask him about other shit that's not just basketball.
That's exactly the other things that he started. They didn't ask him about China until he was like, you know, I support Taiwan. Oh, whoa, 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 come back, come back, come back. Don't just sit there and walk away.
No.
Ball, let's get into it. Yo, he did that. They didn't ask him about it beforehand. He made the comment or the post. I think it was a post first, and then they asked him about the post. And now they're saying it wasn't his idea to wear the shirts and the bubble or whatever when the thing happened with George Floyd. Actually, some people say it was Kyrie's idea and then LeBron just got the credit for it. But you didn't go ask him about it because he was receiving credit for it. Like,
I don't believe that.
Had he been involved in this or had he been something, he could have put everything he said, and it might have been even a better idea. He could have put a video out, and it's probably why he didn't, because, you know, it was already social media content out there saying the same thing he said. He could have put a tweet out there saying the exact same thing and then let them come ask him about it at the next press conference.
But how do you know he did? Do you follow him on social media? I don't.
No, I don't know. I don't know. I see his stuff, but I don't know if I follow him myself. But I see stuff from LeBron. I don't know who I follow anymore.
All right, we got 40 minutes. We got to move on. We've already given up. Minivan, you got anything else?
Nah, man. Hope the Cowboys don't win nothing ever again.
Oh, Minivan, once you said no, I thought you were done. I'm sorry. What were you trying to say?
Oh, now you're good. I said I don't want the Cowboys to win nothing.
Mirror, you got anything?
Nah, I don't got nothing. I do agree with Minivan. I don't want the Cowboys to win nothing either. I'm still mad at them. We lost to them. I'm still mad at them.
That's funny. Hey, so we got to get into this conversation. So I was talking to my man. I ain't going to put his personal business out there because we protect the names and the faces of everyone involved. My man wants to get a fucking chair in his living room. And I said that's totally disrespectful. Not to his significant other. Like, if they are into the chair that helps them get in great positions, I'm all for it. But I think that should be kept in their bedroom, because I don't want to come over his house and like, yo, it's been a long day, and I sit on this couch and lay out, and he's had his meat rubbed on this chair. He done busted his significant other's guts on this chair. So let me ask y'all something. Do y'all fuck on y'all like couches where people be sitting on? DJ C. Siren?
Yeah.
Damn, you just gonna put our personal business out.
You laugh.
Oh man, Blur. Do you think it's a okay to buy a fucking couch and leave it in the general public space?
But yeah, those are two different things.
You had your chance. You went back to sleep. Shut up. You're tearing up my argument. Nobody needs to know our personal business. Blur.
And I was hoping you would describe it. The way you said it, it was like a fucking chair. So furniture specifically for sex. I think it's all about the look. The act of doing it on the furniture, nah, that's cool. I mean, I just assume you're in your house. You've done it on all your furniture for the most part at some point. But if it don't look like a chair for that, like I used to have a chair that was in the shape of a high heel shoe. You knew what that was for. Like there was no questioning like, yo, what happens on that chair? If it just happens to be a chair that looks like a chair that also serves a dual purpose that's between you and your significant other, by all means, yeah. I mean, don't throw off the ambiance though. Let's make everything feng shui.
But if I come over, you're not gonna give me a warning, y'all. I'd be having my dick on that chair every night.
Well, no, but no, it's an actual chair for sex looks weird. It's like it's hanging, like it's a swing or something.
No, this is like a futon, not a futon. It's like a chair. It's a fuck chair.
No, but it looks
like the Balenciaga yum chairs with the little kids. It looks like a chair with an odd shape so that you can get support on all different positions. The fuck? But
if you saw it, you would know what it is.
No, it looks like a regular chair. It looks like one of them, I don't wear deodorant and I barely brush my teeth people chairs. Them crunchy black people chairs. Like it has an ambiance. Like, oh, I'm sorry. Let this shit look weird. It's oblong, but it's really for my schlong.
Yo, I have no idea what chair looks like somebody don't wear deodorant and barely brush their teeth. You can say that. I'm drawing a complete blank at what type of furniture you describing.
But I don't think it's much for sex. Like, I know it's like the little chair with a beige pillow that hangs from the ceiling.
I'll show you a picture. He sent it to me.
If it looked regular, I thought you meant one that you would find in, like, someone's sex dungeon, but you want to put in the living room. That's ignorant. But I don't know. I got to see what it looks like.
Blur, you good with going to somebody's house and laying on their couch and your man just had his meat print just on there?
See, you saying it like that's not a possibility on every furniture in every house. If I walk in your house and sit on your couch, DJ Desire just told me y'all be busting guts on the couch, so... I know it now, but hey, it's always a possibility. It's always one of those things that could possibly go down or has gone down. I mean, you just don't know.
Yeah, it's one thing if it's like every once in a blue moon, but this chair. Well, let me just go to other people.
That's the main function. I don't know.
This is the main function: the fuck on the chair.
Is it comfortable to sit in regularly? Is my question.
Minivan.
I would think you would be like tilted back. I don't think it would be comfortable.
Let me go to minivan in New York. Are y'all cool with the chairs?
I stay out of grown folks' business. I got to take Blur's side on this. When you walk into adult people's house, you just assume that they clap cheeks anywhere and everywhere in their house. But you also assume they did a good job of cleaning up before they invited you over. So, yeah, it is what it is.
And look like it's suede, yo. You ain't getting no nut out of suede, yo. You can't clean that up. Okay. I mean, I could be wrong. New York, New York. You cool with it?
I mean, so hold on. What is the question? I'm cool with what? First of all, like going over people's places, like and sitting on their chairs, like you know what I mean, they fucked on. or like cool with actually buying a fucking jet. Like, because I agree with everybody else. I would assume that, you know what I mean, any adult person in crib or even people of my peers, they would have fucked on some type of furniture. Because I know I did, indubitably, I would too. I would too. You know what I mean? That's what I do in my crib. But at the same time, I know if homie got a futon over his crib, I'm not sitting on a futon. You know what I mean? It's a foldable chair. You know what I mean? Turn that shit to a bed. I'm not sitting on a futon. I already know what happened. I'm definitely not sitting on that for sure.
Yeah. That's like a chase lounge. It's like a weird looking chase lounge. I think it looks like Blur's high heel shoe.
Yeah, I can't believe Blur had a couch that was a high heel shoe.
Yo, let me tag in.
Zebra print
during this time.
Zebra print.
I was his roommate during this time, so I already knew what it was, and I'm just glad he kept it in his room. That's all I gotta say.
See, like, you sound like you're on my side with the fucking chair now.
No, it was just too many roommates. It's one thing if you got your own house. It was me, him, and another roommate. And everybody had their own partner. Like, nah, you can't be doing that in the living room when you don't know who or when somebody coming in the house. But if you got your own crib,
it's probably like, ooh, this chair looks nice. Let me sit on it and take some pictures or something. Like, nah, yeah, definitely. Oh, nah. Nah, ain't no way. Yeah.
You're right. Now, if you come in somebody's house and you see something like look like belong in the club, people might want to take pictures on it. But what you gonna think when you walk in and you see a zebra print high heel shoe chair?
Me personally, yeah, I already know what that's for. Ain't no way. That's mad extravagant. That can change the experience. Never. 100% no.
Exactly, because you know what it is. If it's just a regular looking chair, then yeah, but now you know what's going on. You know, like, that's where the handcuffs go.
Look, common sense ain't always common, though, to some people.
You're showing your bias.
They won't let me get my joke in. It's all right. So, okay. So, Blur had the high heel shoe minivan, just to give out, you know, first. Oh, you already said it. Y'all were roommates. You already knew what the high heel zebra print shoe meant. When you went in his room to talk to him, did you ever sit on that high heel zebra print shoe just to have a conversation with him?
No. I barely talked to him in his room because he also had a canopy waterbed that had mirrors across the top. So, no, I talked to this man when he was in the meeting area. I very rarely went into his room because your boy is just on some other stuff, man. Like, being his roommate, even though I've known him his whole life, being his roommate was just different. Like, I don't think y'all really know Blur. The dude ain't rap too tight. Like, being his roommate was a learning experience about life, man.
But why would you sit on Jeff?
He told me what it was when he bought it.
So because of that, you wouldn't sit on it?
Did you put quarters in it and it vibrated?
I had already learned my lesson before me and him when we had our first apartment. So when we got a house, I already knew it was going to be worse than what it was before. So
but
I love my guy.
But that's my point. If you wouldn't sit in the zebra print high heel shoe because you know all he doing is busting nuts on it, then why would anybody buy a chair to bust nuts on and put it in a living room?
Because when he wasn't there, the chair might have got used by other people. You know what I mean? We just cleaned up and never told him. It's full disclosure.
Oh.
It was a very nice chair.
Wow.
And then the high heel. Look, Blur, remember, the high heel part was set up so you could handcuff somebody to the chair if you wanted to. Or so I've heard.
That's what it was
for. See? That's why I love this guy. My bad. I'm telling too much information.
So, Blur, were you okay with somebody using your high heel shoe to bang out some cheeks on?
I support it. Not just okay. I'm
I encourage this.
Nah, you can't have. I can't have another dick out in my room. Like my room, my room has to only be my dick. Like, sir, y'all, would y'all let other people have sex in y'all beds?
Yeah, have at it. Yeah, I'm all for it. Have at it. Do your thing.
Yeah, am I out of town and you need the crib for the night? Yeah, just change the sheets and wash the other sheets. But that's only, I could think of like four people I would extend that courtesy to.
New York, you letting somebody else fuck in your bed?
Hell nah. That is crazy. The place I lay my head? Nah, what you talking about? Nah, ain't no way. And I just gonna change the seat. Hell nah. That shit gonna seep into the mattress. What you talking about? Like, nah, bro. Nah, ain't no way else.
Hold up. Your LB come through. Like, yo. I got this girl from the club, but I can't take her to my crib. Let me bring her to your spot. You telling your LB no?
I'm telling my LB, you better buy a hotel. Ain't no way. You better find somebody else to do that. Like, nah, not my bed. Ain't no way I'm going to spend that much bread. You know how much mattresses go for. And if I buy the mattress new, like, nah, that's me. That's all me. Ain't no way that all of a sudden. Nah, what's shorty got a wet spot, you know what I mean? I come, you change the sheet, shorty got a wet spot that's just, like, more steeped into the motherfucking mattress. Now, I'm coming back the day after. Oh, yeah, you change the sheet, you wash the sheet. I come lay in that mattress. All of a sudden, I still feel something wet on my side. Like, nah, bro. We're not doing that. Nah.
Your homie wouldn't do you like that. There is protocol and man law to this. Like, yo, if you permanently mess up somebody's stuff, you got to replace it. That just goes, that's known by all men. If you break it, you bought it. Like, you know what I mean? Your homie wouldn't do you like that. That's it. I don't believe y'all. Because I know how y'all siblings get down.
Hey, hold on, Blair. DJ, I want to jump in. Go ahead, DJ.
He wouldn't do you like that? You don't even have a bed to have sex in. You don't even live in a home that you could take a girl. You would.
I said he couldn't take her back. Maybe he got a wife or something at the crib. He can't take her there.
You're not watching the sheet.
Only one of y'all got to talk at a time because you ain't going to be able to hear it.
It's not even your house. You probably even know how to work the washing machine. Like, come on. Come on.
Yo, go ahead, Blur. Defend this term. Blur and minivan. Is this what happened when y'all went down south, man? This is terrible. Y'all must have been in the struggle. Now all I can see is y'all in, like, Purple Rain. Or not Purple Rain. What's that movie? Purple Toad. What's that movie?
Nah,
Oprah.
You never seen
Color Purple.
Color Purple.
That had to be y'all in the house, yo. I can't believe y'all's fucking in each other's beds.
I'll tell you like this. When it was time for me to transfer, I had two full rides, and Grambling was offering 50%, but they had Blur. I took the 50% to go kick it with him and turned down two full rides, and I don't regret it at all. That's all I'm going to say. It's beautiful.
Oh,
living with him.
Of course.
Yeah,
different. You have to be the nicest guy in the world to let you have sex in his bed. I would never.
I don't believe y'all. I've seen how y'all fraternity dudes and y'all Sigma specifically give it up.
Nah, I don't know. Yeah, at that point, I'm allowing you to fuck in the general. But, yo, just go in the living room, yo. Like, I'll stay in my room. Just knock on my door when you're done.
You just have the rest of
Let me go get us some soda and some popcorn and just knock on the door when you die.
I've been to Sigma parties. I've seen what gets down.
I don't know anybody. Yeah, I don't know. Like, I got to, yeah, see, it's that Louisiana stuff, man. It's when you get further. That's why us Northeast people start to feel different about y'all Southern people. But this is the Northeast people who have moved down South.
Hey, maybe so, because the stigma I'm talking about is from New York. So let's talk about it. Like, I think he's from Brooklyn.
Man, I know exactly who you were talking about. Yup.
Yeah. I know how y'all fraternity dudes give it up. And, hey, I ain't saying nothing wrong with it, because, hey, that's your bro. You
and his best friend is in another
people.
Frat and got down the same way.
Y'all cross the burning sands together or whatever y'all do. Like, hey, hold it down. If he need to borrow the spot for a little bit, let him borrow the spot.
Is that what happens with y'all HBCUs?
No, negative.
This must be an HBCU thing.
No, why are you trying to lump everybody together?
This
I don't know anything they're talking about.
Well, because y'all had jail.
Yeah, hold up. DJ C. Siren, don't act like it wasn't going down at your HBCU too. Well, matter of fact, at all y'all schools, like, don't come on, man. Come on. Y'all, no. I'm not standing for this. Actually, I'm laying down. I'm not laying for this. No. Y'all are being elitist or truthful. No, I don't even think y'all had to know this was going down. So every time somebody was getting it in, they went back to their own crib.
Okay. I think this is the problem. You're talking about 20-year-olds, and maybe, like, we're considering someone, like, older now. Like, that's...
When I was 20, I had my own apartment. You could do whatever you need to do in a crib. Don't you fuck in my bed. I got to sleep there. I don't even think I had extra sheets. I don't think I had to change sheets anywhere. I think one sheet
we
lasted
gonna act
me
like
5 years.
We got different type of kinks. Some people want to be watched. Some people want other people around. Give the people what they ask you for.
We had sex,
and
it wasn't on the couch. In the living room.
DJ, she's making fun of my bed because I had no box spring. I had no frame. It was a frame and two mattresses.
Oh, yeah, don't worry about it. When am I trying to borrow your spot, man? When am I trying to borrow your 20
You had enough couches?
Yeah, I had about 4 couches. Rest in peace to that apartment. Yeah, I don't think I can let somebody have sex in my bed. Like, and I sleep there that night. Like, what if you like get a hair in your mouth? Yeah, like, you don't even know whose hair it is, yo. You can turn gay.
Nah, you
can
change the sheets, man. You can change the sheets. I got up and left my room once because my roommate had some people over. And I knew they were going to need more space. So I got up and left and went to a chick room and stayed in her room for the night because I knew, like, yo, I ain't going to block. It's a group thing going on. They're going to need my bed. So let me go and get out the spot. Let them, you know what I mean, they ain't even got to ask. Yo, I'm like, yo, I'm out. I ain't coming back tonight. I knew what it was. They knew what it was.
Yeah, that's different, yeah.
Yeah, they knew what it was because you had a chair that was shaped like a high chair.
Yeah, like just put the high heel shoe out in the living room, yo. Like,
and we know what we can do in here. This nigga got a high heel shoe bag.
Oh man. Like,
y'all need to go ahead and order
nothing.
One. Y'all need to go ahead and order one.
We married. We don't have sex anymore. Yo, like, can you imagine like changing your sheets and thinking you good, and then you lay down and it's like you forget the pillowcase and
angry.
They nothing on the
it
pillowcase.
Anger.
Like somebody's got
to
fight.
I was just about to say that. Like I'm coming in there and like if I would allow that to happen with the knots, what about the pillow? I'm gonna be questioning everything about the room. Like what about the pillows, yo? I'm putting a black light on everything, bro. Like nah. I mean this is nah. Ain't no way. Ain't no way I'm sleeping with
the
watch too, bro.
Y'all ain't got no etiquette. Y'all ain't got no etiquette. Like if you go to somebody's spot, somebody house, somebody room, and you use something, you clean up after yourself.
Yeah, you
like so, I would clean up after myself. I'm gonna assume that the people I associate with get down the same way. They gonna clean up after themselves.
You can't
see,
clean
I can
no
say, I can say the
know.
Same thing, too. Yeah, I can say the same thing, too. But, like, I mean, when you brought up the party situation and everything like that, okay, people find different rooms of fucking, okay, yeah, this, that, and the third, especially in a party or whatever, right? But that is still different than the bed, bro. That's different than the bed. Like, no.
Wait, you said somebody's going to a different room? That's somebody's room?
Nah,
no, I'm not talking
floor,
about like,
yeah.
Well, that's different. Yeah, it's like, it's more like you talk about like the bathroom, the living room, anything like that. But nah, ain't no way I can lay my head comfortably on my bed after somebody just fucked in it. Ain't no way. I'm just going to be just thinking about it. Like, no, that shit creep me out, bro. Like, nah. You have everything to the refrigerator, plate, dishes.
That's a good joke. Go ahead, New York. I was just cracking jokes in the background.
Can
we?
No, I'm just saying you can have everything. You can have everything in the apartment except for the bed. Especially my room, though. Especially my room. You need a room, good. I got you. But like, nah. Don't disrespect my bed, especially the pillows like that. Nah. I'm gonna need some new pillows after that. Like, nah. Ain't no way.
We got to move on real quick. We only got 20 minutes left. Man, time be flying by, man. We might have to extend the pod for 3 hours one of these days. All right, so just real quick, we'll touch on these topics real quick and get on out of here. So me and Blair were having a discussion earlier in the week, and Blair, you can kind of explain this a little bit further if I'm not being as clear as I want to be. Apple and Tesla are in a beef. The beef might extend to where Tesla doesn't allow Apple CarPlay in its vehicles. Mm-hmm. So the question that, well, the topic that me and Blur were going back and forth earlier in the week, and I'll ask you, DJ Cesar, just because you want a Tesla, will suspend the Apple CarPlay software, or if Apple... because Blair brought this up, if Apple starts making its own cars where it will not allow Android to play music in its cars, you can only have Apple playlists or whatever, would that influence your decision on buying a car? Like, if you could not play, mm-hmm. if you could not play Apple in a car, would you just not buy it, or would you, if it's a car you want, you're going to buy it and just try to find a workaround?
It sounds kind of extreme, but I probably have to think again about buying that car. I mean, just because I already have, like, Apple stuff. Like, I mean, I guess I'd be willing to buy a different phone to use in the car, I guess. But that's a...
Well, you would probably still be able to use whatever services on there. You just probably specifically wouldn't be able to use your phone. Like, you could probably still have an XM in the car.
Yeah, but I like using my phone.
Like, don't use XM.
When I'm by myself and I get to play my own music, I use...
Don't you judge me.
I play.
Okay. Well, look, I'm not here to disagree with you. I was just pointing out.
But it's about the whole connectivity, like phone calls, and I mean with the Apple, I mean and Waze, and you know what I'm saying, like all that stuff connecting.
Well, Waze will work. It's
that would work.
It's
okay.
Just the music.
So just the music.
Just the music.
I don't know. I guess I could find a workaround if I really wanted a car.
Okay.
But I think, but people don't understand. People that want to buy Teslas want to put their Apple playlist on in their Tesla. Like, that's just like, they need to know their
audience.
Yeah. Like, come on now.
Customers.
They're customers. People... I'm sorry. It's just, I mean, this is really random, really general. But people buying Teslas got Apple shit. And they want all that shit to connect.
Blair, what you think? I know what you think, but tell the people what you think.
Oh, yeah. First, I would say it's not necessarily Apple and Tesla per se. It's Apple and Elon Musk. I mean, you know, tomato, tomato. And it is, that is an extreme example, but it's not far-fetched if you look at a lot of the corporate pettiness that goes on between these big titans of industry. I think it's interesting what I think it comes down to, like, your dual loyalties. Because just like DJ Tizana said, like, the people who buy Teslas most likely have Apple devices. It's just that's the – I hate to stereotype people or put people in the box, but, yeah, if you drive a Tesla, you got an iPhone. It's just – I mean, that's just like those things kind of go together. And that's cool, and you do want them to work together. But if those two brands start beefing, like, which one do you go with? Like, there's studies that says, like, not having your phone is like not being able to breathe to young people. So if you can't have your iPhone with you when you're in your car, are you going to go and get a different car or a different phone? Which is really what I was trying to get at. Like, what, like, where do your loyalty lie when you have conflicting interests? Like, for me, and again, I use Android, so it's not going to be an issue. Like, there's always, and that's the beauty of Android, why I like it, because you can always, there's always another option, another manufacturer, another app. If you can't get it in the app store, there's another way of getting it. So I wouldn't be surprised if Apple, I think we talked about it on here, that Apple is working on getting a car. They will be an Apple car before long. And they have made, before they made they ain't hiding it. Like, yeah, they're going to look to try to take over the top spot for electronic vehicles, which is currently occupied by Tesla. So they do want to come in and be a direct competitor to Tesla. And I think the Apple car is going to work just like everything else Apple. It's going to be behind a walled garden, and it's going to be very selective about things that will work with it and things that won't. So me being an Android user, even if I like the Apple car, I probably wouldn't get it, because I'm going to want my other more second most important device, my phone, to work with my most important device. Well, phone might be the most important and car might be second important as far as like just the amount of time you spend with them each. But I would want the two most important devices to work together.
Okay.
And the phone, because the phone is a lot more replaceable than a car.
Okay. New York.
I'm saying, I mean, if it ever gets to that point, yeah, I mean, my newfound automobiles hold me up to every situation. But if it's a situation that, like, you know what I mean, where they beef it and I'm trying to buy a Tesla, and all I know that in my crib is all Apple products, down from like the phone, the AirPods, to the iPad, to the laptop, and they ain't offering no Apple Music, I'm not doing it because I know Bluetooth for me and my car and the Apple Play, you know what I mean? It gotta go together. It gotta go. I'm not buying that car if it don't.
Okay. Many.
Like, that is a feature. That's a feature that's promoted on cars. Like, hey, we have Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. And maybe because I watch a lot of car review videos, I hear specifically when they say one or the other, or they don't say it. And, like, a lot of, like, car and tech review people, they'll say, hey, it doesn't make no sense for a newer car this year to not have Apple CarPlay. And it's going to hurt sales because people want cars that are going to connect with their life. If I got a choice between two new cars, one has an Apple CarPlay or Android Auto, another one doesn't, that's an important feature to have. And if you don't have it because your CEO is being petty, you know, that just sucks.
Minivan?
Yeah, I hate to agree with this dude so much, but Blur's 100% right. I mean,
no, he's not.
I love my Apple phone. And I know for a fact Samsung makes better phones. So I'm going to tell you off rip, I'm not buying a car that don't work with my phone. I'll find another car. I don't care how electric it is. I don't care how good it is. Benz, Mercedes, BMW, they never did nobody wrong, and they still rocking with Apple. And I can't afford neither one of those. So, yeah, these billionaire companies is missing the mark with their consumers. People love their iPhones. We know that they make better phones. We know all of this. But guess what? When that new iPhone drop, they still selling out. So any company Tesla included, that to challenge Apple and this younger market who is addicted to phones and technology, they're going to lose that battle. Like, when I was looking for, I was looking for a car recently. I can't tell you the last time I looked for a vehicle and did not check Apple CarPlay as one of the mandatory features. I love sunroofs.
Really?
I can be versatile on that, but I'm not versatile on my Apple CarPlay. I want my phone to connect to the screen seamlessly, and I want to just hop in and go. That's it.
Do you think people, young people, love Apple more than they like Elon Musk?
Yes. I think if it comes down, if it really came down to it, it's nothing like hopping in. I mean, you could hop in a Camry, still have a 8-inch screen, plug your phone in, phone connected, and everything sit right there. Now, that's beautiful, especially if Elon Musk and Tesla are talking about, oh, now your phone not going to connect and work properly. Now, I'm good on that, Playboy. Next.
And it's funny because, like, Apple, you know, they're a, you know, they're a brand and they're a company and they're going to act like a company, so they haven't really made anything public. Elon Musk is the one who took all this public. Apple's going under fire. Their stocks did dip, not a lot. But, yeah, their stocks, they had a stock dip because Elon Musk been attacking them. People are now coming at them for their warehouses, for child labor, for everything, for saying they be stifling free speech and they got security. Like, Apple is under attack because Elon Musk is attacking them. And so all the Elon Musk cronies and his fan base, they're going at them. Now, I don't think it's going to be a big thing like to really hurt Apple pockets, but, I mean, some people is rocking with Musky.
I'm just amazed Kroger stock dropped. It might be a good time to buy. Hey, look out for Kroger with that merger. They having a big conversation right now. Kroger and who's the other?
Albertsons.
Kroger's trying to acquire Albertsons to make basically the biggest grocery store chain in America. Right below Walmart. So they're trying to say it's going to be a monopoly if they do it. So they're in fights with the Senate and stuff now. So keep an eye on the stock right now. It's at $48 if the merger goes through. The stock is going to drop probably for another week, and then it's going to shoot up. So keep an eye on that. I'm just – when it comes to this, damn, we didn't get the Kanye. We didn't get the World Cup. I'm just amazed at how many people care about how their phone connects to the car. Like, I mean, you'll always have a workaround. If a car has Bluetooth ability, no matter if it's an Android or an Apple, your phone will be able to connect to it. Like, you know, it might not look great on the screen as if it was an Apple CarPlay, but you'll still be able to play music through it. Like, I mean, me and Blair were having this discussion that if Apple makes a car, will they make it so that no Android users could ever plug their phone in and use it? And I was saying no, because why would you make a car to that specific community? Like, car prices are so – there's such a big range in car prices. I don't think so. Again, we'll see what happens. Me and Blair disagreed on it. But I think minivan – I guess it's the first time I've ever really talked to y'all about it. I can't believe y'all really look to see if a car has an Apple CarPlay or not. I've never cared what a car's radio is, just if I got a port to charge it. Everything else I can figure out. So
you say you can figure it out until you can't. Like, cars ain't got no aux cord. I mean, you might be out of luck. In the same way, like, Apple makes their headphones hard to connect with Android devices, and you miss out on like half the features. I could definitely see them doing that with a car too.
I've never had Apple headphones except for like my iPods, but I've had Android devices, but I've never bought, like, I've bought like Beats by Dre headphones. I've never bought like Apple headphones. I've never bought stuff specifically for the product. Like, even my Apple AirPods, they look cool, but they hold a lot of wax, but they're not loud enough for me. Like, I'd rather have I like my Beats by Dre headphones more. But
that's Apple anyway. Yeah, that's what I got. My Beats, My Beats Pro, the wraparound joints, earplugs that wrap around your ear. Yeah, like there are certain things that they do that they just don't do with Android. And they only don't do them with Android because Apple don't want them to. I could see them doing the same thing with anything else they make. They're like, nah, this feature is only going to work with other Apple devices.
Your Beats by Dre phone don't do stuff because it's Apple? I thought Beats by Dre was Beats by Dre. That's an Apple product. What doesn't it do with your Android? This is the first I've heard about it. I didn't realize Beats by Dre was Apple. I thought it was just Beats by Dre. I thought it was like Raycons. I thought it was like the Ray J.
Like, now, the main thing is that, like, I can't connect them without the case. Like, you know how you open up the case, they automatically connect. Cool, but with Apple devices, if you're not around the case, all you got to do is press the power button to connect them. You can't do that with Androids. Like, you can only connect it to your Android device if you have the case with you.
I don't even know what the fuck that means. Yeah. It's just, look, and that's the other part of my ignorance because I'm not into technology like that. Like, I just want to be able to turn off some headphones and bump some music. Like, you know what I mean? That's pretty much it. But, and if I can plug my phone up, like if a radio doesn't have an aux cord, it probably gets Bluetooth. And if you can put Bluetooth on it, then you can listen to your music. Like, it doesn't have to look all fancy on the screen. But, you know, again,
well, for some people it do. I was actually just watching a car review and dude was, he took people through the his Volvo, like, infotainment system. And he was like, yo, I'm getting rid of this car. And it's like, it took him, like, Volvo had this thing where it was like a 15, it was like the talking system. It was like a 15-question thing just to connect his phone. And he was like, yo, this is real time. I'm not doing anything. This is the normal process to connect his phone every time he gets in the car. I was like, if he knew that, he probably wouldn't have brought the Volvo. He probably would have got something else.
Yeah, I guess if you drive a lot, then it's worth it. But, like, what? But again, I'm not the type of person who has my phone on ringer. So, like, I'm not a slave to my, like, I don't want my phone to connect to my car. I just want to be able to play music. Like, I don't want to look at text messages. I don't want no phone calls. I'll catch you when I get there. But that's also why I never turn my room. Why are you looking like that? Because I text on the phone all the time?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's because I'm usually texting dumbass Blair.
We're not
saying
who it is or what, but you do.
Mm-hmm.
Not true.
Well, I disagree. I'm not on my phone a lot when I text. I don't think so, but I guess it's all relative. All right. We're going to get out of here. Because I wanted to get to Kanye saying that he loves Nazis. That was just on Alex Jones. I didn't know Alex Jones was still alive. I figured after that lawsuit that he got hit with that he would just go to the Bahamas and not pop up. But he's still doing InfoWars, and he had Kanye West on.
You thought he had to cut the check and he died?
Yeah. I'm going to fake my death if somebody tell me I owe them $100 million. I'm dead. I don't owe you nothing. And I'm going to just go holler at Putin, yo. I'll help you figure out how to beat Ukraine.
So my question is, so Kanye said it again?
Yeah, this is
he
a
like
whole
doubled
number.
Down on it?
Yeah, he mm-hmm. said that he sees the beauty in everybody and love in everybody. He did say he loves Jews. Like, that's the funny thing. He said, I love Jews. He's like, but I don't like associating evil with Nazis because some of them were good people. Now that sounds offensive. But I know a Nazi that was cool. I ain't going to say his biological name, but his grandfather was cool.
Well, no, he was cool.
He took care of a black kid, and he was a Nazi. He didn't kill a black kid, and he was a Nazi.
He couldn't kill him.
Why couldn't he? He was a Nazi.
He would kill another black kid.
And he killed Jewish people. Well, I don't know if he killed Jewish people. But, like, you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, that's kind of rough to say, I know a Nazi that's cool, because, like, you're killing people specifically because of their religion. It's kind of hard to say you're cool then. Like, I know it's an oxymoron.
I mean, at one point, would you trust a black person that said, hey, I know a white person that's cool? In a point in time in history, other black people looked at you like, you know a white person that's cool? Yeah, right. Like, something wrong with you.
Well, again, that's just saying white person because that's just, you know, the color of somebody's skin. When you say Nazi, I mean, you've already bought into this ideology and the practices.
See, that's not true. And that's what I learned by being friends with this gentleman. If you were in Germany at that time, you had no choice. If you were between a certain age, you had no choice but as soon as you were done high school to go right into the Third Reich. You had to serve. And that meant you were a Nazi.
So all Germans were Nazis?
Yep. But, well, if you were too old to be in the army, you didn't have to go in. But they basically had a draft like we had with Vietnam. Like, if your number got called, you had to go in. Or they would execute you, too.
Y'all didn't even watch The Sound of Music?
So his grandfather, because his dad is black, his grandfather was a Nazi. And he said he was the coolest dude ever. He was a Nazi. He got his uniform and everything. But, you know, we'll talk about that. We'll talk about that. Because I think it is, I mean, I think coming from Kanye, it's Kanye's an idiot, right? Well, he's not an idiot, but he just talks out the side of his mouth and doesn't explain himself well. But I do want to explore this idea and talk about it because I don't want to text because it'll come out weird. So let's just table that for next week. It's been a great show. I can't believe we've only got 2 minutes left, but we got to get out of here. We ain't got enough time. DJ C. Sire, you got anything to say before we leave?
No. Y'all have a good rest of your week and good weekend.
You okay? You sound frustrated the show's over? You want to talk for another hour?
No.
Can't get your comment. We got to go. Minivan, you got anything to say before we roll?
I love y'all. Y'all be safe out there.
Thanks for joining us. Always good having you. Blur, what you got? I can't believe y'all be fucking in each other's beds. Blur, what you got?
I mean, that is an old person, a young person's game. I'm not going to front. But, yeah, get yourself, I mean, adventurous, man. Just don't stick to the rivers and the lakes that you used to. Go chase some waterfalls, man. Go check out some couches. Go check out some swings. Go check out some high-heel shoe chairs. I mean, mine didn't come with the cuffs, but I got the handcuffs not too long after. Enjoy your life, man. You only get one of them. Live it up. And hopefully next week we talk about it, man. Apple might buy Disney. Like, Elon Musk trying to take on the champ. The champ about to get a lot bigger once they buy Disney.
I can't believe you were just talking about age just there. New York, New York.
Look, I'm just going to make it short and simple and sweet. You know what I mean? It's the end of the year. I know. You know what I mean? The motivation just died down. Just pick the motivation up. You know what I mean? It's the holidays coming around. Finish the year strong. You know what I mean? Other than that, I mean, anybody who's listening that's out there, you know what I mean? If you cool with me, you cannot fuck in my bed. Not at all. I don't, even if you, that idea comes up in your head and you try to, like, you know what I mean, approach me about it, no, it's not happening. We're not cool like that. I don't even care if you were sandbox. You were sandbox people, you know what I mean? It's not happening. It's not happening. You better go to the Motel 6 or something or just stay in your car. I know it's cold outside, but you got to do what you got to do. It's not happening in my bed. Other than that, you know what I mean? Stay safe. Look forward to the next conversation.
All right, my bad. We had a little technical difficulty. And I'm glad the line stayed live because it damn sure it dropped on us. Hey, man, great show tonight, man. Good having all y'all. Until next week.